Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. President Duterte's pick to succeed him, Senator Bongo, drops out of next year's presidential race. Go says he is no longer pushing through out of concern for President Duterte. The president's longtime aide is worried his campaign will take a toll on the chief executive. This leaves the ruling party, PDP-Laban, without a presidential or vice presidential candidate for 2022. The Commission on Elections says since Go dropped out voluntarily, there can be no substitution. Manila Mayor Francisco Esco Moreno Dumagoso says he will not refuse a possible endorsement by President Duterte now that Go is out of the race. Previously, Moreno rejected allegations he is Duterte's so-called secret candidate. Meanwhile, another presidential aspirant, Labor leader Leody de Guzman, believes Go made the right decision. De Guzman says the Dutertes and their allies should no longer be allowed to stay in power. President Rodrigo Duterte opened to the idea of mandatory vaccinations against COVID-19. That's amid the threat posed by the Omicron variant. Duterte says government could use its police power to compel people into getting the jab. But the chief executive leaves it up to the COVID interagency task force to make a final decision. And the Philippine Central Bank projects inflation to have slowed to 3.7% this month from 4.6% in October. It doesn't expect the consumer price index to go beyond 4.1% due to rollbacks in fuel prices as well as the appreciation of the peso. The BSP believes these will offset the uptick in the prices of food and electricity for the month. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.